so crazy, it's hard to believe. What's on this journey? Let us see. Aliens have landed, run away in fear. How deep is the rabbit hole? We'll find out this year. Sasquatch mating seems to be the norm, along with crazy death and markings in the corn. Don't look behind you, you'll surely die of fright. If we're lucky, we'll make it through the night. Maybe we'll uncover all the things that can be. Welcome to another year of Wicked.
Hey, my fellow weirdos. Happy Tuesday to you, and let's make the Butthole of the Work Week our bitch this thing. You know, just this once. You know, can't do it too often. Because then rolls reverse, somebody's wearing a ball gag, you know.
Yeah. You just don't want to wear the ball gag after the butthole has worn it.
I didn't know the butthole wore a ball gag. That's so weird. How does that even work?
I don't know. You're the one that brought it up.
You're the one that went there. What the? Anywho, that was fun.
Yeah.
See, look at that, folks. We can't make it 42 seconds. Not even 40 seconds in. Not even. Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. Dick or fart joke right out of the gate.
Well, you always open up with the butthole, so.
That's true. So I guess the dick and, yeah, it follows.
They just.
Yeah. Dick and fart jokes follow. My name is Chris, and with me as always is that guy that did that thing, Chuck.
Oh, yeah.
How's it going, buddy?
Oh, it's pretty good. At least I haven't fallen recently.
Yeah, that's true. How'd that thing go when you did it?
What thing did I do?
That thing. That, you know, you're the guy that did the thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
How'd that thing go?
No, it went awful.
Yeah?
It was awful.
Yeah, like spaghetti tacos?
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are delicious, by the way.
I haven't had them. I just feel like it's too much with the noodles and the bread.
No, you put a little garlic butter on a tortilla. You know, and then you put that on a gas stovetop and kind of crisp the tortilla, okay, you know, a little bit,
okay,
you know, throw some heat up, fry some spaghetti and a little butter, you know, throw it inside that sucker with some Parmesan.
Oh, yeah.
Delicious.
So I think you're on the wrong podcast this week. This isn't our food podcast.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh, shit. My bad.
Candy. Yeah.
Got me hungry. That's all. And then you said ball gag, which got me. Anyway, moving on. Today is going to be a fucking blast. You know, last week was a little
depressing.
Dark. A little dark, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm glad we told the tale.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully, you know, some people learn something out there. Hell, who knows? Maybe somebody is connected and it's just nice to have the story out there. I don't know.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. But this one, I was afraid it was going to fall flat, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, it really didn't have any gravity at all.
At all. Yeah. There was no pull, no attraction.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. But so today we're going to talk about, yep, everybody's favorite. You ready? Flat Earth.
You already made it a punchline there.
All right, fuck it, man. Let's get into it, homie. So straight from our favorite source, Wikipedia, it says, well, actually in italics above the article before it starts, it says, this article is about the disproven cosmological model. For modern day beliefs that the Earth is flat, see modern flat Earth beliefs. For the historical misconception that people during the Middle Ages believed that the Earth was flat, see Myth of the Flat Earth. For other users, see Flat Earth. And then it goes on. Yeah. Flat Earth is an archaic and scientifically disproven conception of the Earth's shape as a plane or disc. Many ancient cultures subscribe to a flat Earth cosmography, but the model has undergone a recent resurgence as a conspiracy. Yeah.
Yeah.
So even Wikipedia, right out of the gate, they're like, look, if you're looking for people that believe this shit, you're on the wrong page.
Yeah. I have the modern flat Earth beliefs Wikipedia over here as well, but I didn't see the thing about the myth that ancient people believed it too, because like through everything I've studied and read about it, I'm like, that wasn't even as common as they say it was.
Well, right.
And I even hear people that are like, oh, my great-grandparents in the early 1900s were taught that it was fucking flat in school.
That's bullshit.
Like, no, they weren't.
Because honestly, like, looking into this, like, it's from what I could find, the earliest mention that the Earth was round is, like, from the 5th century B.C.
Yeah, that's a pretty long time ago, guys. Yeah,
that's like 3,000 years, and I highly doubt your grandparents were alive.
Yeah, Man, you said 5th century B.C. That's even more. That's 5,000 years B.C.
Right? Centuries no, are 100 100.
So, yeah. Okay, yeah.
So 2,500 years ago.
I don't know. I was
ago.
Thinking millennia or something.
Yeah, you got me all fucked up. my math wasn't wrong. Yeah, my math wasn't mathing either, buddy. Not to worry.
So who are we to disprove that the Earth is flat?
That's right. Maybe it is. Maybe it is.
Hey, man, I like pancakes.
About as flat as my brain, I guess. Everybody knows real Earth has curves, baby.
It is pear-shaped.
It's hourglass-shaped, in my mind.
Hell yeah, that's sexy Earth, buddy. That's sexy Earth theory.
That's Earth. Me and the Earth.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but according to the modern Flat Earth Beliefs Wikipedia page, it goes on here to say, belief that the Earth is flat, contrary to over two millennia of scientific consensus that it is spherical, are promoted by a number of organizations and individuals. So it goes on, such beliefs are pseudoscience. The second sentence in the whole thing.
It doesn't take long before, you know, every single article just goes, and okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy, honest.
Yeah, it says here that flat earth groups of the modern era date from the middle of the 20th century. Some adherents are serious and some are not. And that's what I think, too. Like, there's probably a lot of people out on the internet and doing these videos that are just trolls. But I've seen a lot of people, and you could see it in their eyes, man.
Dead set.
And you know.
Dead
they
set.
Believe this shit.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. So, again, it says, contrary to the popular belief that the Earth was generally believed to be flat until a few hundred years ago, Earth's sphericity, I love that word, sphericity, that's another one of my words I made up
because
they're
hard
to pronounce.
Yeah.
So Earth's sphericity has been widely accepted in the Western world and universally by scholars since at least the Hellenistic period, which was 323 BCE.
Okay, so yeah, pretty close to the 5th century, I guess.
Yeah.
You know? Well, so, actually, yeah, that's really close, because 300 would have been the 4th century, right?
Yeah, right, because that's the way you count it. I saw somebody on the internet the other day, and it said the 19th century, and they were like, well, that was only such and such. And I'm like, no, 19th century was the 1800s, numbnuts.
There was no zero century.
The first century was zero
to 100.
So then, yeah.
The second century started at 101.
Like, I don't see why people don't grasp that concept.
Right.
So moving back, you know, a couple thousand years to, you know, at least some scientific discoveries in that period of time that led to the proof that the Earth was round.
Right, right.
Was Eratosthenes. He was a Greek philosopher and great thinker of the time, and he was born in the Greek colony of Cyrene, which is in Libya, what's currently Libya.
Okay.
Now, you know, he traveled all around Athens and Alexandria and all these places and such. You know what I'm saying? He was a man of the world, a well-known
thinker. Well-traveled.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Eratosthenes, I'm going to stop saying his name, dude.
Just say Ratty.
Yeah, Erat. Erat.
Erat.
Erat.
Yeah.
That's his rapper
He's
name.
He's a cool cat, Erat.
Cool cat, Erat. That's his rapper name, yeah. So it says that he may have been the first person to ever use the word geography, and he invented the system of longitude and latitude and made a map of the known world. So he's got a bunch of great things to his name.
His name that's really difficult to say.
He designed a system for finding prime numbers.
Nice.
And all kinds of just...
And we use those every day.
Yeah, still to this day. So it says here that Erat was also the first to calculate the tilt of the Earth's axis, which he figured with remarkable accuracy.
Because he was a fucking genius.
The finding was reported by Ptolemy, another name, that one I've heard.
Yeah,
I can't remember in reference to what he did, but
he probably has a theorem or something.
Yeah, the Ptolemy theorem. Yeah,
sounds right.
Yeah, sure, we'll run with it. So he also calculated the distance from the Earth to the Moon and to the Sun.
Dude, that's so fucking impressive to think back then when people were being burned alive for being witches. He was able to just use simple math. Well,
even
simple math. I mean, he was able to use numbers and shit to fucking measure this. I mean, that's insane.
Christ and Christianity wasn't even a thing. So this is before witches were being burned. I mean, they were probably
witches were actually helping people back then. And I, Newt, will get rid of those warts.
Little did they know there's some kind of chemical in that eye of Newt
that gives you warts. Yeah. Dude, it's a solid business plan. They keep coming back.
Yeah. All right. So he cataloged over 675 stars and made a calendar which included leap years. And, oh, man, just there's so much, you know, that this guy's known for.
Hell, yeah. That's what's up. I'm going to name my first kid, what was it again? Ptolemy or something?
Eratosthenes.
No, the other guy.
Ptolemy.
Ptolemy. Oh, wait, I already have two, so I can't. Oh, sorry. Chuck said he'd name his next kid that.
Yeah, I'm not having any more.
Damn it. Yeah. I don't know. You know something we did do, though?
What?
Or what we forgot to do?
What?
Introduce Gus's new assistant.
Oh, Gus has a new assistant.
Yeah. Gus has a new assistant.
Studio witch.
Yeah. Her name is
something.
What's like that hag name that you always think is associated with, like, her name is Dorcas.
Okay.
Gus and Dorcas.
Dorcas. I was going to try and say Dorcas backwards, but
hey. Suckrod.
Suckrod. There
Suckrod.
We go. That's her name. Suckrod.
Suckrod. Gus and Suckrod. And we'll post a picture. Well, Chuck will post a picture up to the socials.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
He's been slacking on those anyway.
Yeah. I need to get back on it.
Yep.
So it asks, how did Greek scholars know that the Earth was a sphere? Well, they observed that ships disappeared over the horizon while their masts were still visible.
Right.
So they saw
they were either sinking or something was up.
Right. And they saw the curved shadow of the Earth on the moon during lunar eclipses and noticed the changing position of stars in the sky. How when the Earth tilts on its axis, you see different stars at different seasons.
So several ways.
Yep. So Eratosthenes set about measuring this, and there's a bunch of other observations here as well. So he heard about a famous well in the Egyptian city of Swinit.
Swinit?
Swinit is what Swinit. I'm saying. Swinit.
Swinit.
Swinit. S-W-E-N-E-T. Swinit.
Swinit.
Swinit. And it's now known as Aswan, whatever. On the summer solstice, the sun's rays shone straight down into a deep pit. Like a well or something like that.
Right.
And it illuminated only the water at the bottom, and there were no shadows or anything from the walls of this well.
Okay. Right.
Yep.
It's just straight down.
Yep. And so on other days of the year, it wouldn't be like that. You know, it'd be a little bit different, or it'd be not reflected at all in the well.
Okay.
So right. he decided, okay, that means the sun is directly overhead. You know what I'm saying? It's right there up above. And so he knew where the sun was going to be at that point in time on that particular day. And he erected in Alexandria.
Dude, there may be a day where you could say that without me laughing. That day is not today.
So Erat erected a pole in Alexandria.
Oh, man, I bet she was hot.
And it was on the summer solstice. And he observed that it cast a shadow, proving that the sun was not directly overhead at this time. So right. It's a slightly
so south. So even though it's shining straight down into this well.
It's, yeah, same day, same
time. His
boner
had a different shadow.
Yep.
Well, I'm sorry, well, his erect pole had a different shadow.
So, yeah. So we realized the sun was slightly south of his position.
Okay.
You know, but in, where was the other city again? Syene, something like Senate, whatever. It was one of these things. He noticed that, okay, it was directly above that place on the Earth, but it's not directly above this place on the Earth.
Right.
And so he was able to calculate the planet's circumference as far back as hundreds of years BCE.
That's so insane, man. See what happens when, like, there's no technology or anything to entertain or distract you?
Yeah.
You can friggin' figure out how far it is to Mars.
Yeah.
We already know now.
He calculated with some accuracy how far the sun and moon are.
Right. Speaking of Mars, you know, I read something and You know, Elon Musk, I guess at one point had asked, why isn't there a flat Mars society? and the Flat Earth Society responded and said, thank you, Elon. Great question. That's because Mars is a planet.
That's what they said.
Yeah. So apparently we're not a planet. We're not on a planet.
Well, yeah, that's because their belief is that it's a completely flat thing. And I know some of them believe it's like a frisbee, but some of them believe
you don't call it a planet, you call it a disc.
Right, but some people believe that flat disc isn't even accurate because there's the ice walls that
We'll get into all the different shit they believe. Yeah. Sorry, man. I didn't mean to jump the shark there. You know what I mean? I just got excited. Mars was mentioned, and next thing I know,
yeah, he always gets a boner for Mars. It's his favorite planet.
No, and it's my second favorite planet,
right after Uranus.
Uranus, yep. Exactly.
Well, all right, man. I could dive farther into ERAT's stuff here and go on about. I mean, the measurements are all here. Seriously, if you wanted to, you could redo and reconduct an experiment exactly like this. I mean, the angles, the degrees of the angles are here, the measurements in feet and miles and kilometers and shit, it's all here. I mean, you could redo this experiment, but I'm not going to go into that any farther.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bore the people with numbers and stuff. I mean, math isn't my strong suit.
I'm just trying to be sure, buddy. go ahead and say the name of those planets again for me.
The planets?
Yeah. Those two, my two favorites.
Uranus.
Yeah. That's what happens when you say those words, buddy. Just does it for me, man.
Shit.
I know.
You moan like a girl.
Hey, no. Oh. Getting a little freaky.
I'm sure the planets can't even feel it when you're, they're whole planets.
Dude, it's Raelianism.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Okay. Yeah.
I basically, in my mind, I grow myself and shrink that to where we're the same size.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all right.
I'm all up in Uranus.
I don't like it when you pronounce it that way.
Don't you, though, buddy?
I remember in middle school when the science teacher was like doing, the astral stuff.
Experiments?
No, when we're talking about the planets and shit. Anyway, he made a point to go, it's not Uranus.
It's
Stop
Uranus.
Laughing, class. It's Uranus. Uranus. And then this one girl in class, she just went like, Uranus, Uranus, Uranus. And then somebody else chimed in, no, Uranus. And they kept doing that shit until it annoyed the shit out of the teacher.
I'm not exactly sure what a nuss is, but, are one.
Yeah, you too, man.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate that.
So I thought we could talk here about some of these different beliefs.
Yeah,
about what flat earth theorists believe, because also, none of them can seem to agree, which is a big problem
for me.
Well,
it's like you have little groups that agree with this one.
Specific aspects of it or this or that.
I found an article on bigthink.com. It's called Understanding the Core Tenets of the Flat Earth Hypothesis. It's an article by Stephen Johnson.
Okay.
I'm really good at giving sources.
Yes, you are.
And
it's like you used to write papers in school or something.
Huh. Weird, right?
I never had to do that.
Yeah.
Research papers and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you get being homeschooled. No, folks, I wasn't homeschooled.
He's still being homeschooled. Yeah.
That's what we call it when the wife takes me out back and spanks me with the paddle.
That explains why I can see your name written in your underwear.
Yeah.
Every week.
Yeah. She wraps my knuckles with a ruler. She dresses like a nun.
She doesn't want the other school kids to steal your underwear.
Yeah.
So this article starts in 1492. Columbus set sail for the New World based on the assumption that the Earth was round. I mean, why not? After all, according to historian Jeffrey Burton Russell, quote, no educated person in the history of Western civilization from the 3rd century BC onward believed that the Earth was flat. But nearly 500 years later, an American man was planning a voyage based on the exact opposite assumption. Mike Hughes, a 61-year-old limo driver, was going to launch himself into space to prove that Earth is flat. But some mechanical complications. Oh my God! Some mechanical complications, and the federal government shot that idea down. At least for the time that this article was written, anyway. And this was back 2017, so a little bit ago. But supposedly this guy's not alone in his theory. Thousands of people, from musicians to football players to basketball players to actresses, actors, believe Earth is flat.
Yeah, I was just talking about that with my daughter too, because when we decided to do this, we were just talking, and I think she's been in a funky mood lately, and I was trying to cheer her up with some goofy shit, you know?
Yeah.
And I told her how the guitarist for the Deftones thinks the world is flat.
Yeah.
And she's been listening to a lot of Deftones lately, and she's like, oh man, why are you gonna tell me that?
Why are you gonna ruin it? Hell no, dude.
Yeah. Well, I've heard of rappers and other people as well, some celebrities, and I'm like, no fucking way.
It's crazy, man. Yeah. It really is, you know? And like, the Earth is flat. They believe the Earth is flat and that the world's elite are duping citizens. And this is literally what it says. Around, across the globe. With a globularist conspiracy.
Globularist.
I know, right? So how is that possible? That's what I wanted to know. Right? Well, basically, many, cultures way, way, way fucking back, like we just talked about, they thought the physical world had nothing to do with a spherical Earth. Hmm. The ancient Chinese believed the Earth was flat and square, like an Emo's pizza.
Yum.
Square beyond compare.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Some people hate that stuff.
Well, and they thought that the only thing that was spherical was the heavens.
So we're flat, but we're inside a sphere? Like a marble?
No, the heavens, when wherever the fuck they're located, the heavens, the stars, the sky, Yeah, because they probably observed that stars and everything else in the fucking known universe is round except for us.
Yeah. And I love when these flat earthers, I've been seeing this a lot. They say, just open your eyes and make your own observations. You can see that the observations from your own senses should lead you to believe that the Earth is flat. And I'm like, okay, I might not be world traveled, but I've been around, I've been up on mountains and down on plains and in the ocean. And, maybe I haven't been
sing a song or something. Yeah.
Maybe I haven't been to Asia or Europe, but I've been to, a lot of places.
Yeah.
And when I'm driving out, over the vast plains and there's farm fields for as many miles as you can see, it doesn't. I mean, the ground looks flat,
right?
In my immediate area,
as you look off at the horizon,
space or the horizon,
you can see the dip.
I feel like you can see it.
That's where you can see it the best, is in the flattest fucking states.
I feel like you can see how the atmosphere is curved around it. I feel like you can.
Yep. Well, in multiple Indian models of the physical world, Earth was comprised of four continents surrounding a mountain, and the ancient Norse peoples pictured Earth as a disc floating in the middle of a sea inhabited by a giant serpent.
Yeah. Yeah, so but I feel like a lot of these were more like artistic representations of more than just the physical reality. Like, they're just making it's more of a metaphysical, like it's a painting representing their metaphysical ideologies all in one thing.
Yeah, 100%. So so the first core tenet of flat Earth or whatever, the world is disc-shaped.
Right.
So, and what's beyond the edges of this disc? No one knows.
Yeah, because some of them say that there's nothing.
Right.
And that the ice wall is connected to the dome.
Well, we haven't even mentioned it, but this is what they say. Quote, the Earth is surrounded on all sides by an ice wall that holds the oceans back. This ice wall is what explorers have named Antarctica.
Yeah.
That's what it says on Flat Earth Society's frequently asked questions.
Mm-hmm. And then there's like the dome over it, like we're a snow globe. But then some people believe that, yes, there's a dome over our area, but beyond the dome, there's even more.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is this? Is it infinite in all directions?
Right. Well, and it goes on. Beyond the ice wall is a topic of great interest to the Flat Earth Society. To our knowledge, no one has been very far past the ice wall and returned to tell of their journey. What we do know is that it encircles the Earth and serves to hold in our oceans and helps protect us from whatever lies beyond.
All right.
So you got anything else to add to that?
Sure. I do. I got some things to add to that, because most of them quote this Admiral Byrd who flew past the South Pole.
Yeah. Did he fly or sail?
He flew.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some people believe an infinite plane lies beyond the wall. Some believe you'd fall into outer space if you crossed it, which seems to be a tough feet anyway. estimates vary, but the average proposed height of the wall seems to be something like, you know, 150 feet. So not right. even as tall as a mountain.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, so yeah, because they quote this Admiral Byrd quote, where Admiral Byrd said, "There is left in the world today an area as big as the United States that's never been seen by a human being, and that's beyond the pole, on the other side of the South Pole from Little America." So that's his quote. And according
I was just going to say, right. So do we, I mean, obviously nowadays we know what that place is. Is it like fucking Australia or some shit? Like
it's just it's more of the land on the if he flies from America south the tip of South America and flies past the South Pole and gets past the pole and goes, well, there's more land here.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, that's what he did. There's more land. And this map I'm looking at shows the South Pole, and it shows a section just on the other side of the South Pole from America with a superimposed over it is the United States, and it shows that it is roughly the same size. The rest of Antarctica is.
Right.
You know.
Right. The rest, because you got Antarctica, which surrounds the South Pole. All the way around.
But it doesn't surround anyway. I think you know where I was going. But okay, so according to most flat earthers,
it doesn't surround Uranus.
There's no such thing as the continent of Antarctica. In their imagination, Antarctica is not a continent, but a long ice wall around the entire Earth. So again, it says here, without anything to prove that assumption.
See, even the articles that are trying to back them up is just like, sorry.
So it says, you know, strangely enough, they look at that Admiral Byrd quote. But...
Well, I have a feeling that they would grasp onto any kind of quote they could possibly find that would lead...
And take it out of
any
context.
Any kind of credence and, whatsoever to them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, it goes on here, flat earthers love to over-imagine things, and because of their lack of knowledge, Byrd's statement is interpreted that there are lands beyond the ice wall. Rather than just land on the other side of the South Pole that
right.
hadn't been
more
discovered.
South Pole.
Right. Yeah.
Because everybody had gone to the South Pole from the same direction, I'm assuming.
Probably coming off the tip of South America.
Right.
And as this is showing, there was a base here at the end south of the tip of South America. There's some kind of Antarctica base there, which is where he was leaving from, flying south until he began to fly north again.
How's that happen on a disc?
He turned around. He Pac-Man'd it.
That's right. I was going east. Now I'm going west. Wait, no, that still wouldn't work.
Right.
If it was the Pac-Man, you would just keep going east.
Yeah. But I like the theory that it's flat, but it's flat and square like a paper map. And when you leave one side, you just come out on the same coordinates
exactly.
on the other side. So you like leave the left and come in the right, just like Pac-Man. I love
it. Fucking fantastic.
Yeah, so they're basically misinterpreting his quote is what they're doing and taking it out of context and going,
basically, he's saying, once you get to Antarctica, you get to the pole, and then there's more land after the actual pole. It doesn't just stop at the pole.
But then they believe that that's an ice wall, and he flew past it.
Well, there are a bunch of ice holes. Had to squeeze that in there somewhere.
Hell, yeah.
That's crazy, though. But, yeah, you know, he was not saying it was, I don't know.
Yeah. It's irritating, huh?
It is. It is. And the more you read about this shit, the fucking worse it gets. Like, the next thing in that article says, flat earthers believe the moon and the sun are the same size, a relatively tiny 32 miles in diameter, and that they orbit around the North Pole. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's got this little, like, animated like graphic here, and it's showing how that supposedly works, and even this way the way they have it, half of their flat earth is lit up at any given time and half of it's dark. Also the way it looks is I don't know how true this is, but like almost all of the land that's there should be lit up all at once. But, like, you've seen the graphic, Chuck, and even their own fucking model doesn't work, or else the entire, like, almost every single inch of land that exists in the entire world would have daylight at the same time. And it's just not the way it is. It's not the facts.
They're showing this fucking moon and sun circling above the flat Earth disc.
Yeah.
Going in circles like a turntable.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And you think at the very least, wherever the sun and the moon is,
are on opposite sides, which I have no idea how the fuck they're supposed to eclipse each other like they do. Yeah. In this model.
Or of course, you can't argue with them and go, well, the sun lights up the moon, and that's why we see the moon, because they'll go, well, in their model, the moon is something else entirely that gives off its own light.
Yeah, it's like a giant flashlight or some
yeah.
shit.
Yeah. Yeah, and on that topic, they talk about, like, well, see, the moon could be like plasma. And I've heard people, like, look at the shadows on the moon, you know, when you see the man on the moon yeah. and stuff. And they're like, look at the shadows. It's a reflection of the continents on Earth. And I'm like, no, it isn't. It doesn't look anything like that. Yes. And even when they superimpose the continents over the moon to show you that it kind of does, they use it in the way we see it. But if it was a reflection, it would be right. reversed.
Right, right. See, so, and they didn't even think about the fact that they have to, like,
reverse
flip
it for mirrors.
Boom, flip it.
And then they're like, okay, so when the moon's out during the day, how come we can see the sky behind it? And I'm like, because you're not able to see the part that doesn't have light shining on it.
Right,
and
you're not seeing the part behind
what
it.
What you're seeing is the atmosphere that's in front of it.
Exactly. Because when we see a sliver of the moon, it's not the fucking, it's not us hiding the moon. It's right. not the Earth hiding the fucking part of the moon.
Because the sun is shining on the part that you see.
Exactly. It's because of its, and I'm not smart enough to understand how it all works either, but I'm way smart enough to fucking understand that it does work.
Yeah.
That their science and their math and shit works. You can fucking witness it.
Right. And even laymen. I thought you were going to make a layman joke. All right, never mind.
Sorry, I was...
Crickets.
I was looking over here. Sorry, buddy.
So, yeah, even...
A little late on that one, Gus.
Even laymen could do some of these experiments and see for themselves that it's bullshit.
Right.
You know?
Right. Ugh. So you got anything else to add about that little depiction there?
No.
All right, so the next thing the article mentions is gravity doesn't exist.
Oh, I love the gravity doesn't exist too.
Our understanding of gravity largely depends on Earth being a spherical object. That explains why objects maintain essentially the same weight across the globe. But flat earthers, obviously they disagree. You know, quote, objects simply fall. That's what the society's website says.
That's what their website says?
Yes.
I didn't see that.
Objects simply fall.
Yeah. Okay, why?
They just simply fall.
Because maybe because our theory.
Well, and they have a few theories as to why they just fall.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm here on a different article, but I'm looking at the same thing about here. The gravitational anomaly theory. Is gravity a magic trick?
Well, good, because all this says is that flat earthers have a few theories as to why objects fall, but they seem pretty confident that the common conception of gravity isn't the ticket. And that, quote, what is certain is sphere Earth gravity is not tenable in any way, shape, or form, end quote, except for the way that it works, you know, through all existence.
Also, when you said that, you know, it popped in my head that one of the things these people tend to do all the time is they always... They want to debunk a theory just because it's called a theory. But what they don't get is, like, a theory in scientific terms isn't like a theory in the colloquial terms that most people use theory.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
like in conversation, you'll be like, well, it works in theory.
Yeah. Or theory is that so-and-so did this. And usually you just mean that's your best guess.
Yeah.
But a scientific theory means that all the data that we have found that we can test proves
points in that direction.
This is what it is.
Right.
So anyway, this one goes on to say that contrary to, and this is on listverse.com.
Okay.
There, I'm giving my sources
Look
now,
at
too.
You. I'm so proud of you.
I'm trying to learn something from you, Chris.
I don't know. Don't do that. That's a mistake.
So it says, contrary to mainstream scientific understanding, flat Earth proponents question the existence of gravity as we know it. They propose that the observed phenomena attributed to gravity, such as objects falling towards the Earth's center, can be explained by other forces or concepts, thus challenging one of the fundamental principles of physics. Hmm. So, flat Earth theorists have different explanations for gravity, but their explanations are not supported by any scientific evidence or mainstream consensus.
Well, no.
Some flat Earth Theorists argue that gravity is not a real force, but an illusion caused by Earth's upward acceleration. They believe that the Earth is constantly accelerating upward at 32.2 feet per second squared.
Wow.
Which creates a sensation of gravity. So not only are we on an infinite flat plane in every direction, but this infinite flat plane is just going up.
Just booking it.
It's like an elevator.
But where did it start? Where is it going? Why is it going? Like, they don't have answers for any of that.
No, maybe Earth is a microtopic.
Microtopic.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's a microscopic speck on the elevator of a more
ginormous. So we just, like, flow all the way up the giant's bloodstream into the heart, but eventually we're going to get pumped out and go back down, right? So at some point in this theory, we'll all just have to get used to living on the top of the dome. Yeah, eventually we're going to have to get used to living on the top of the dome because you got to go back down eventually.
Everything just goes up, the dome and all of it. I don't
fucking. Right, the whole thing goes up, but eventually it's going to go back down.
Yeah.
You know? Well, no, because that's a scientific theory. What goes up must come down. So they probably.
They don't believe in that.
Yep. Well, another thing they believe is a topic that eventually we are going to discuss. We just. I guess we tried to stay away from some of the obvious ones, but they believe the moon landing was faked.
Yeah.
Astronauts are fucking liars.
Because the moon isn't real.
It is. It's only 37 miles, though. You know,
I mean, it's made out of plasma or some bullshit.
It's like the size of Rhode Island or something.
Yep. To go on more about the gravity thing, it says that some theorists argue that gravity is not a fundamental force, but is instead caused by the density of objects. They believe that objects with higher density sink, while objects with lower density rise, creating the illusion of gravity. And many often claim that the existence of gravity is part of a conspiracy or cover-up. And they argue
that's something that comes up over and over.
That the governments are hiding the true nature of gravity to maintain control and manipulate information.
And why would they want to maintain control and manipulate this particular information?
Right. What good does it do them? Well, since we're also talking about domes, I mean, of course, we're bouncing around a lot here, but we did just mention the domes. This here talks a little bit about the domes, the dome theory, and this is from the same article that I was reading a moment ago. So it says that some flat Earth enthusiasts argue that Earth is not only flat, but enclosed within a massive celestial dome. They believe this dome explains the phenomena of the sky and the heavenly bodies, providing a literal firmament described in ancient religious texts. Flat Earth theorists often point to biblical passages to support the idea of a dome covering the Earth. They interpret verses like Genesis 1, 6 through 7, which mention a vault or a firmament separating the waters above and below as evidence of the physical barrier enclosing the Earth.
And that's where we get as above, so below.
And have you seen some of these videos where they're showing stars ultra zoomed in and they're like, look, does that look like a massive atom smashing machine that's millions of light years away? Because then they're like, okay, look at it. It has patterns like it has water ripples. That shows that there is waters above the firmament and that these stars are just in the water.
Is it though? Does it?
I mean, and I'm thinking, okay, well, I see what you're saying because if you watch video, yeah, well, hear me out. If you watch the video, it looks like there's waves in front of the star. But again, like they said, it's supposed to be millions of light years away, right? So there's obviously atmospheric distortion from the Earth and space. So what they're seeing that makes it look like water is just could be heat waves coming off the concrete under the fucking telescope.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, you know, you see on a summer day when you're driving down the road, you see them and stuff, you know?
Yeah, that's probably, I mean, I'm sure that's all it is, some type of atmospheric disturbance. And here it says, supposedly the firmament is believed to be a solid structure resembling a dome or a glass-like barrier that covers the flat Earth. This dome serves various purposes, such as explaining the existence of the sky, the sun, the moon, and the stars. They believe that the dome acts as a barrier that prevents humans from reaching outer space.
Well, and like, so to go back to, you know, what you were talking about, as far as, like, you know, the fake moon landing and NASA lying and all that.
Yeah.
Like, I found this article, and I guess I closed out of it or something. It must have been pretty terrible. but apparently this reporter was going around a flat Earth conference and talking to different people. And one guy on there was like, think about it. It's the oldest trick in the world, and they get to control it. They get to control it. They're just duping people because why not? It's fun. And if they lie about this, what else are they lying about?
Yeah, how many people and I'm just would like, need to be involved?
My God, why does your mom let you live in her basement? I don't understand.
He has no other opportunities
still,
in life.
Still, mom should be like, yeah, it's time for you to go to the house.
Maybe go back to kindergarten.
Right. We're going to start school over.
Come on, Billy Madison. Oh, man. So much to digest here.
Oh, there is so much. But I did find an article here on space.com. The article is called How to Debate a Flat Earther by Paul Sutter.
All right. Cool.
Yeah. So, let's
just
see.
Just use common sense and tell them the things that you know to be facts.
Basically, yeah. So, arguing from evidence, this part of the article starts off, I don't think this discussion is really about the actual evidence or the scientific process. However, people who believe that Earth is flat aren't coming to that conclusion from the same types of observations. Instead, they believe that we are being misled and lied to, that scientists, including me, want you to believe that Earth is round despite its flatness. So the question isn't, why do people believe in a flat Earth, but rather, why do people believe in a conspiracy? And, you know, it's the same reason as always, a lack of trust. They just don't trust the government, yeah. So why not, you know?
Well, I mean, come on. You know how I feel about things like that. You know, I have as healthy of a distrust of the government as anybody else. But come on, seriously, why this?
Yeah, right. But like some ways you can argue with them, you know, start with the horizon, as you know, like you said about the ships.
Yeah.
Boom, there's one. From high altitudes, you can clearly see the curvature. You know, in December 1930, for example, Captain Albert Stevens of the U.S. Army Air Corps snapped a photo looking westward while flying at an altitude of 21,000 feet above Villa Mercedes, Argentina, where you can clearly see the curvature. Clearly.
Yeah.
Yep. The Andes Mountains.
Oh, man. Was it from a plane?
Yes.
Because they do this, they say this bullshit about the plane is either a fish, the glass on the plane is fish-eyed. Or I've heard people say that the fucking plane windows are screens. Oh. And I'm like, how could, are you telling me that planes from the 1930s have screens that
right.
look real?
LCD screens,
enough?
Right.
Like, what the hell?
If they were smart, they would just say, no, that's just that's what you're seeing as far as curvature is the dome itself.
Yeah. They could say something like that.
I mean,
yeah.
At least that you could go, all right, I guess you did say that the dome was curved. It's a dome, yep. So, you know, it's got curvature. But the Andes Mountains, 287 miles away, and although taller than the plane's altitude, lay below the sensible horizon marked by the white horizontal line that's in the photograph.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, man. Yeah, the Andes Mountains are 287 miles away, and they're taller. They're over 21,000 feet. From sea level.
Right. And then there's one.
Yeah, they're all fucking real small, you know?
Yeah, there's one where they show the Chicago skyline from across the Great Lake, which is Michigan or Erie or whatever the fuck lake that is.
Right.
So they're showing Chicago skyline from across, right? And anybody
I believe
who,
it's Lake Michigan.
Okay, yeah. Superior, I don't know.
I think
at least I know the names of the lakes.
Okay, name them all.
Superior, Erie, Michigan, I think that's all.
Nope.
There's more?
Yep, there's at least one more that I know of. Huron.
Oh, okay. Yep. All right, yeah. So anyway, moving on.
You're welcome, everybody, for a lake lesson today.
So they show the Chicago skyline, but they're also not pointing out, really, you can't see the bottoms of the buildings. Oh, they're right. Like, oh, you shouldn't be able to see it because they're so many miles away, right?
Right.
And then,
man, they're so smart.
Two, after somebody tells them, well, you're only seeing the top anyway, so some of it is over the horizon.
Right.
Right. Well, then they go, Well, how come the buildings aren't leaning away from me? Because if I'm leaning like this on one side of the globe and the buildings are over here on the other side of the horizon, they should be leaning away from me. And
well, if you can see all of that, maybe they would.
Besides, they're so small on the horizon compared to their actual size, compared to the size of the planet, you obviously aren't going to see that tilt, that right. tiny, tiny little bit of tilt in a building.
Right. Well, this article goes on to say that, like, you know, so it admits Earth's atmosphere is capable of playing funny tricks on our eyes with different layers of air bending light into interesting directions.
Yep.
The phenomena, a side effect of Earth's curvature, isn't a surefire guarantee of our planet's curve, but it is a start. But even if you can't look to the horizon for evidence, you can just look straight the fuck up at nighttime.
Yeah.
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 Because it's kind of funny how different stars are visible from different parts of the Earth.
Mm-hmm. How come I don't see, you know, the same stars the people in the South do?
In the Southern Hemisphere.
Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Why don't they see the North Star?
Right. Like, so you can see Polaris, the star nearly directly above Earth's north geographic pole, real easy from where we're at.
Yeah.
Guess what? South America? They can't fucking see it.
Yeah. And then... Of course, the argument,
no matter how many times the disc spins.
Yeah. So the argument, too, that, like, how come the constellations and stars haven't changed since they were mapped out thousands of years ago? Well, any scientist I've heard talks about the slight changes because on the grand scheme of the cosmos.
They're so fucking far away. Yeah. It takes so long for us to be able to notice.
Yeah. So they're like, well, if we're on a different side of the solar or the galaxy than we were before, why does the stars look the same? Because we're seeing the same stars that are in our area that are also moving around the galaxy. Right. And everything is moving, people.
That's why it's called the Milky Way galaxy. That's what we live in.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And I love how...
It's like they want to complicate it to try to you know, prove their point, but all they do is muddy the waters for their own point. They can't even explain... exactly what it is they believe or how it works.
Yeah.
They just want to argue.
Because
that's all it is.
All these
it's like a kid having a tantrum.
Armchair scientists doing right. We could call them TikTok scientists now because they're all over the TikToks.
Right.
But they'll do all these experiments that's supposed to prove their point, and you're like, that's not even a good experiment. Like the one I know I've talked to you several times about it, but I'll bring it up for the people, and some of you probably seen this, but it's the basketball one. This guy takes a basketball like tied to a string, and he just whips it around, spins it fast as hell, and pours water over the top, and the water goes flying out and drips off the bottom.
So how does it rain, man?
First of all, it's like, how does the water stick to it if we're spinning and stuff? And I'm like, okay, well, first of all, your ball is spinning way too fast because that ball is spinning would spin thousands of times in a 24-hour period where the Earth only spins once.
I have a feeling that that's not the only thing his balls do fast.
And then also, he's testing it in the gravity of Earth. So, of course, the water is going to be pulled down to the floor.
It's almost like gravity or something,
right?
Is like directing
not
that
like,
water in
it's
a
not like the
direction.
Ball has its own gravity pulling things towards its center.
Right.
Right? And then I think it might have been Neil deGrasse Tyson. It was somebody who's a legitimate scientist that people know.
Right.
And he points out how even if you like zoom in on this basketball, you can still see water clung to the bottom of it. You know, because it's like surface tension has kept it there.
Hell
and then
yeah.
He points out the fact that the size of the basketball and the amount of water on the surface of this basketball is even greater than the depths of the deepest ocean.
Oh, yeah, like when you do it in comparison.
Yeah, in comparison to the size of the Earth.
And
it's like when he says that, you know, if you took the Earth, even as tall as Mount Everest is and as deep as the Mariana Trench is,
right.
And if you held that in your hand, it would be smoother than a cue ball. You know, because
no shit, right.
Because like even as deep as we think the seas are in the grand scheme of things, they're
it's
not
nothing.
That deep.
Right.
You know?
Right. Like, your anus is huge.
Yeah, dude, it is. I need to lose some weight.
No, not you.
Oh,
the planet.
Oh, I hate it when you pronounce it like that. I never know what you're talking about.
So now, you know, let's say that that's just playing a trick on you or whatever. During a lunar eclipse, the Earth passes between the sun and the moon. That shadow is always a circle.
Yeah.
No matter where you are on the planet, no matter the timing of the eclipse.
Yeah.
Always. It's that's exactly
semicircle.
That's exactly what the article says too. Always, always, always.
That's great.
And it goes on, the only way to cast a circular shadow is if the thing casting the shadow, in this case Earth, is a globe.
Yeah.
It's a matter of geometry. Sorry, flat earthers, but you're not going to find any love here.
Now we're probably losing listeners. They're like, oh. Well, but we've talked about it in little bits here and there before.
I don't think we are, because, you know, if they believe in that, they're just here for the dick and fart jokes anyway.
Okay, yeah, all right, cool. Yeah, I get
you. Which I'm good with.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Let's have one of you try and contact us and sway us into your belief system.
Right, yeah, reach out.
Hey, maybe we'll bring you on the show.
You really think you can fucking, you have some kind of sticking point
that we haven't heard already. Yeah.
Right.
And I love how, like I said, even that basketball experiment or a few others that you see TikTokers do.
Right.
But there are some big time experiments where they try to prove.
Yes.
The earth is flat, or that it's not round, or doesn't rotate, or doesn't move through space, and that they go horribly wrong.
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, we're going to cover some today. Not too far from now, but I found this article, and it's on livescience.com. I know a science, so it's got to be a fucking, fake or whatever. But it's called 8 Times Flat Earthers Tried to Challenge Science and Failed in 2017. So scrolling through, it's like you got Shaquille O'Neal. Basically, he said the earth was flat on a podcast and then, got a bunch of backlash, and he was like, come on. A few days later, he said he was just messing with everyone. I'm just joking, you idiots.
Well, maybe from up there, he can see it, and it is flat.
One of my favorites, well, not my favorites, but I thought this one was actually really funny. Some rapper, B.O.B.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him either. I'm sure he at some point was
uber famous.
Well, his real name is Bobby Ray Simmons Jr.
Bobby Ray Simmons. Yeah. Is he like the Billy Ray Cyrus of the rap scene?
Well, apparently he got in this famous Twitter fight with Neil deGrasse Tyson over whether the earth was round or not, right? So B.O.B., he decides that, he's going to take this shit further, and he starts a crowdfund, a GoFundMe or whatever, to build his own rocket and to launch his own rocket and shit to find out.
Yeah, we need more of him doing this shit.
Right. So, basically he decides he needs $1 million. Right. And he says, fuck it. I'll donate the first 1,000. And as far as I can tell, it's up to about $6,000 now.
So he doesn't have the money yet.
No.
Well, you would think that as many of them as there are, that they could pool their money together. I mean, come on, guys, get with the program. If you want to prove it to us, work together. So apparently all the space agencies and governments and websites and science itself wants to prove you wrong. Why don't you prove them wrong?
Right.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Exactly. Well, and it's funny too, because I think we mentioned it a little bit earlier about the guy that was going to make his own rocket or whatever.
Yeah.
And this actually mentions that, and it says in November, again, this is 2017, Flat Earther Mad Mike Hughes announced plans to launch himself 1,800 feet above the Mojave Desert in a steam-powered rocket he made out of salvaged parts.
Is this some kind of steampunk fanfic thing? I'm going to make a steam-powered rocket. He has to adjust his monocle and his top hat and shit.
His plan was to attempt to photograph the lack of curvature on the horizon to, quote, prove the Earth's flatness. The curvature of the horizon is subtle enough as to not be visible until at least 35,000 feet. So so it's unclear exactly what Hughes hoped to prove. But anyway, his rocket, guess how much it cost?
$5.
$20,000.
Holy shit.
But that's a hell of a deal compared to B.O.B.
$20,000 is a common theme to here too, I think.
Right. Well, that's a lot cheaper than $1 million that Bob guy was going for.
I've got an experiment here this guy spent $20,000 on.
Okay, nice.
All right, so in this experiment, and this was actually in a television show or some kind of documentary. What was this called? Beyond the Curve.
Okay.
Okay, this guy, let's see who he is. Bob Nodell. And he says that he has a YouTube channel that focuses on the wild claim that the Earth is flat. Now, in an attempt to prove that we live on flat Earth, he spent $20,000 on a laser gyroscope that he expected would show that the planet does not rotate, okay? So he's carrying out this experiment on Netflix documentary Behind the Curve. Like right. I said, it was right. Behind the Curve. Okay, yeah. So what they found when they turned on the gyroscope is that, quote, we found that we were picking up a drift, a 15-degree-an-hour drift.
Okay.
Which is how many degrees an hour the Earth rotates. So
I don't think that's what they were expecting.
Mr. Nodal accepted that this is exactly what we would expect from a rotating globe, but this is not what we want at all. So
we don't want to prove ourselves wrong, damn it.
He says, quote, obviously we were taken aback by that. That's kind of a problem.
You think?
He continued, we obviously were not willing to accept that, and so we started looking for ways to disprove it was actually registering the motion of the Earth. But despite making refinements of the gyroscope, it continually showed that the Earth is round. Then he's
nerds!
He started talking to a fellow flat earther at a Denver meeting where he said that they had to persist to try improve their argument somehow and emphasize that he had spent $20,000 on the gyroscope experiment.
Oh my God.
He said, we don't want to blow this, you know, when you've got $20,000 invested in this freaking gyro.
Oh my gosh.
So what he decides to do is just...
What's even worse is totally that these idiots have that kind of money.
Totally not acknowledge his findings and go, well, that's not right.
Right. Oh, that didn't prove what I wanted it to prove. It disproved. That was just faulty science.
Right.
I'm not a scientist. Come on.
The experiment just failed. Right? Shit. He goes on to do more experiments, too. Okay? So he has this other experiment here where he proposes that he's going to conduct it where it will undeniably prove that the Earth is, in fact, flat. And that's, I guess, how he introduced this experiment. Like, he's so...
Once and for all!
Once and for all. My last experiment failed because the device was fucked up.
Fucking rapper.
So he sets up a camera on one side of these boards with holes cut into them, right?
Okay.
And he has a friend hold a light on the other side of the boards about 51 feet from the camera. Now, they're at a level plane. Like sea level, for instance. Okay,
gotcha.
So he said, if you're seeing through this hole and through the next hole, and then you're seeing the light at the backboard 17 feet off the water, the Earth is flat. However, if he's holding it up to 23 feet high and we're seeing the light, that's because the Earth is curved. So I should only be able to see the light when it's at 17 feet. So it'll go through from his position,
right,
through
straight
the hole,
through.
Straight through, and you could see it. And it goes on to say, though I can imagine you know how this will end, let's walk through the order of events, okay? So they're going to walk through here.
Okay.
So after a few confused stutters of going through this thing, the guy asks his friend to hold the light up to 23 feet, and...
He
can see the light. And he's like, oh, well, that's interesting. That's very interesting.
It's good to know that scientists are actually right.
So there's a whole diagram here of how the experiment should work. And it's like,
in their mind.
And it's like, this thing doesn't work. Oh, 23 feet. Well, that is what they say the curvature of the Earth is, so... But...
It gets better?
Yeah. He goes on, and he says something like, someone deprogrammed my buddy by explaining that if the Earth was flat, the edge would be commercialized to make money, and it'd be a tourist trap like Disney World, and his buddy believed corporate greed more, so he flipped and... falsified his end of the experiment.
Oh, so those fucking the conspiracy ruler guys, the ones that want to keep this shit going, they got to him.
Somebody got to him, and he fucked up his end of the experiment on purpose, like throwing a basketball game so that the person betting on it would win.
Son of a bitch. Fucking bastard.
Oh, man.
See, if only they wouldn't get to every single person who tries to prove it and ends right. up disproving it.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I mean, you think maybe the show just edited it that way?
Possibly. It's very possible.
Sure. Yeah. I just love that this guy had these two experiments that fail, and that just does not dissuade him from just pursuing this thing.
So why don't we fall off the edges, you know? That was something I wanted to know. So when I Googled that, I found this article. It says, more than 200 flat earthers descended on West Midlands, England this past weekend to engage freely in deep and meaningful discussions, according to the Flat Earth Convention UK. And this article is on livescience.com as well, by Gianna Briner. This was in 2018. So it goes on, the Earth's glorious globularness was proved more than 2,000 years ago by the ancient Greeks. But there's a small subset of people who think the planet is a disc, despite enjoying the downward pull of gravity that could only result from living on a sphere. So at this conference, they were presenting their scientific evidence for such a disc. One of the more interesting pieces of evidence came from speaker Darren Nesbitt, who referred to the Pac-Man effect.
Pac-Man effect. That's got to be. That's how it is, man. You know.
Why don't planes fall off the edge of the flat Earth? Well, according to them, you know, when a plane or other object reaches the edge of the horizon, such as when Pac-Man reaches the end of the screen, ask your parents.
He just comes back in the other side. The
object will teleport from one side of the planet to the other, a la Pac-Man entering from the other side of the screen. According to the group that put on the convention, the gathering also included some, quote, alternative viewpoints. And then they put in parentheses, you think?
I mean, if we live in the Matrix, what better way to work it out than to just have it be flat and you just, the programming sends you to the same location on the opposite side?
Right. I just had to bring that up because we mentioned it earlier and I just wanted to just clarify the whole Pac-Man theory.
Oh, I love how they're like, okay, well then how come planes don't have to constantly dip to go around the curve? I'm like, you know why? Because gravity always pulls down directly towards the fucking center.
That's why it takes so much fucking fuel and aerodynamics and shit to keep a plane in the air.
And then they're like, how come when you fly up in a helicopter and stay in the same place, you don't end up thousands of miles away?
Because we're moving with
you. Yeah, it's kind of like when you throw a ball in a car, it doesn't smack the back window.
Exactly. Dude, that's a perfect analogy. I'm proud of you, homie.
How do you think you can walk to the front of a train?
Exactly.
I mean, it's magic.
It's magic, Chuck.
I can't possibly walk to the front of a train if it's going 80 miles an hour that way. And I'm trying to catch up to it.
Right.
I'm moving with it to begin with, people.
Exactly. I am now part of this movement. You know?
It's a closed system. I'm inside of it. Jesus Christ. I mean, come on. Like, the GPS thing where they like, well, the satellites aren't in orbit because you can't get through the glass of the dome or whatever the fuck it's made out of. But GPS is actually just like cell towers and radio signals and stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of the point.
I'm like, gee, you know what? We had satellites before we had cell towers.
Right.
And we could bounce things off satellites to the other side of the Earth way before we had cell towers.
But we couldn't do it until we had multiple in different places.
Right.
That way they could get around the curvature. Otherwise, you just have to have two, one over there and one over here, and just shoot it straight across.
Right. Have you seen the thing about flight paths, too? No. Where they're like, okay, well, if this flight that was flying from, like, say, somewhere in South America.
Belize. To, I don't know.
I wish I had some of them pulled up, but they'll use a flight path. I keep wanting to say plath.
A flight plath. Buddy. A
fight plath.
I like fight plaths.
Yeah. So they're like, why does it pass through this country, or why does it have a hold over there when it's way out of the way? Why fly from Los Angeles to Japan via Alaska when Hawaii's on the way if you fly straight?
Well, no, he talks. he's talking about how they all had emergencies and they landed in the most out of the way place.
If
it's curved,
right? And then they use that Gleason's map that shows the North Pole directly in the center and the South Pole all around the outside.
Oh, see, I didn't get that far in the video. I just couldn't.
Right. So they use this Gleason's map. The North Pole is directly in the center, and the South Pole covers the outside.
Okay.
And that's kind of like their principle. Like, north is always towards the center of the disc. And so, like, if you lay it out, the flight path. Right. I did it that time. The flight path
See,
looks
sometimes we
got to
slow it down, buddy.
You know, apparently if you lay it out on a flat earth map, like the Gleason map, the flight path just goes straight. It doesn't fly this way and then turn and then go that way. It's just straight.
Well, no, there's I'm no like, angles. It's a curve.
Well, because they need to, you know, have land near them. You know, in case of emergency, they need to be near airports, not just like in the middle of fucking nowhere, for one. And for two, I think there's some kind of thing that you have to fly to certain areas. And then even sometimes, even if you could fly directly to a place, sometimes you have to have a holdover somewhere. So, I mean, it's just so much you have to believe in order to like believe flat Earth. You know, that the pilots are in on it, that all the world space agencies and governments are in on it, that the
right.
media is in on it.
How many millions of people are in on it and nobody's blabbing?
Right.
Oh, but that's the thing. Like, there's, oh man, there's one
You get
lady.
Like one whistleblower yeah. or some shit. And nobody can even prove that they ever worked for anybody who would actually know anything. It's not like that you could easily look in their background and go, oh yeah, I see they worked at NASA for 30 years. No.
Right. Yeah, no shit. Yeah, no, that's definitely not the background of any of these fucking guys. But I found a couple different videos, and today we're going to do some trolling the internet.
Oh my God, why are there so many trolls?
So the first video I found, it's Circular Reasoning, The Rise of Flat Earth Belief. That's the name of the YouTube video there. It's about an hour and 45 minutes, and probably an hour and 44 minutes longer than it needs to be. Just saying. Yeah. The very first comment comes from CJ Holly, 1971, who wrote, "Once you go flat, you don't go back."
Oh, geez. I didn't really look up any trolling the internet myself because we hadn't done it in a while, honestly, and didn't think about it. But I do have one here on one of the articles I was reading earlier, that 10 flat earth theories.
Yeah.
This is a comment from Mushy Peas, and it says, "It's good to have an open mind, but not so open that your brains fall out." Well, how could they fall out if there's no gravity?
Well, maybe they float. EJ Floor, F-L-O-R, 1313, wrote, "I love the idea of two furious flurfs screaming at each other because they don't agree over the size of the ice wall." And flurfs is, I guess, the new derogatory term for flat earthers. Flurfs. Yeah. F-L-E-R-F-S.
Yep. Yeah. I've been way down the rabbit hole of this for a long time because I just love watching the videos and just being blown away by the stupidity.
It's crazy. Man. I got one more on this video, and then I got another video that's got some pretty good stuff on it. But this last one on this video that I really liked is this comes from Mike Drop 4421, and it says, "Now the game is to come across as a genuine flat earther without being busted as a troll. It's like a Turing test for bullshitters."
Hey, I see another photo comment here that is a drawing of the earth with eyes and lips and ginormous earth boobs and a bra.
Fuck yeah.
And it says, "Do I look flat to you?"
Fuck no, you don't, sexy. Planets turn me on.
Here's a sexy one for you, buddy.
So this next video I found. Oh.
Wow, what kind of video was that?
That was Earth coming. Sorry, guys, wrong browser page on that one. No, that was the right one. All right, you're absolutely right. So, this video I found, it's, quote, "Flat Earther," end quote, "dies in rocket crash."
That's where I thought you were going with that one
and
guy.
This is about that Mad Mike guy. Apparently, when he took off, his parachute deployed pretty early, and he shot up about 3,000 feet and then straight back down.
Yeah.
What
gravity
goes up must come
down. I mean, that gravity. I mean, yeah, well, buoyancy or whatever.
That's the very first comment. DAFYD242 wrote, "He may not have discovered if the Earth is flat or not, but he did discover that Newton was right about gravity."
let's see. I just pulled up a video here, so I'll just see.
You
want to
come over
have.
Here and read some
no,
of these, dude?
I've got a video I just pulled up here. This has a comment from Hampton Doubleday Jr. that says, "The only thing flat earthers fear is sphere. creature itself.
Seabass Rosser wrote flatality. Flatality.
And some of these flat earthers, they say that Australia doesn't even exist. You know,
right,
and
right.
We joke all the time that Australia's upside down and shit. And this guy who, or this person here, Yindi Amara, says, as an Australian, I can vouch we don't exist.
Nice. Cokehead Claws wrote,
all right,
flat earther, the earth is flat. Earth, nuh-uh, you are. Because that guy was. Well, I don't know. I liked it. Badden Snacks 5804 wrote, no matter what you think about his belief, he certainly made an impact. Black Star wrote, gee, what was that mysterious force that made him fall back to Earth?
These are good.
The first rule of rocket science, failure is always an option. Oops. Oh, my gosh. This is great. When you don't acknowledge gravity, but gravity acknowledges you. He's so eager to fly up and prove his insanity, he absolutely forgot how he's going to come back down. Somebody, it's okay. He died from the shock of realizing the Earth was round. Even if he made it, how would he come back? So many things wrong in this video. Oh my gosh. So yeah, that's what I got, man.
Yeah, this person here, Mr. Searching for the Truth, says, do flat earthers also believe in aliens and UIPs? Isn't it UAPs?
Maybe I believe.
Maybe UIP is in a different country. They use I, and I don't know what it means. But so it goes on. If so, how do they get through the dome? Do they have a back door key?
I got a backdoor key. my YT account name wrote, he went out like Wile E. Coyote.
Jeez, I think this person here is trying to say that they believe it, because this person, the self 5382, says all truth passes through three stages. First, it's ridiculed. Second, it is violently opposed. Third, it is accepted as being self-evident.
Right. Kunami wrote, he would be flattered to hear you say that. I wonder if his rocket was made by Acme.
Lex Hayes, I'm a hologram? Question marks. No, I'm not. I'm Australian.
Oh, my gosh. This stuff is just gold. Leave it to a person who thinks the world is flat to also think he can build his own rocket to launch himself in.
I saw a video of a guy who was talking about the Australian and Northern and Southern Hemispheres things. He's like, it should be easy enough for you to zoom in and show someone on the top of the Earth standing upright and someone on the bottom of the Earth upside down if that's really the way it is. And I'm like, you're right, it should be, right? Technically, because if you could zoom in on the Earth from outer space,
right,
and look... with the North Pole at the top, the people at the bottom would appear upside down.
Right. You played yourself. Flat earthers. It was the government.
Of course it was. I'm really starting to wonder what the Venn diagram between flat earthers and Republican voters is.
Oh, man. No wonder our downloads are down. This brings a whole new meaning to flat earther.
Shit.
Oh, boy. All right, let's get out of here.
All right, man.
So I guess that does it for at least our take on flat earth. And as you could tell, and you have to have known forever that it's just not for us.
Yeah. I mean, we've mentioned it a few times before.
Right. I just can't get my head around flat earth.
Yeah. The theory falls flat. Like that guy in his rocket.
Oh, way to go, Chuck.
Yeah. Just made everybody turn it off.
Right.
Or I turned everybody off.
Ooh, you're good at that.
Yeah. I just have to take my pants off.
If you guys want to believe it, then I'm sorry, but you're wrong.
Yeah.
Just plain and simple. It's, I mean, it's just.
And they think we're the dupes.
It's fucking for the that conspiracy. Fucking simple.
You'll believe anything that got, I bet you had a vaccine too, didn't you?
Yeah. I had three of them.
Because I'm not a numbnuts.
Dude, and my fucking the 5G in my head is off the chain.
It's nice. I can listen to the radio on my teeth.
Right, exactly.
I just lick a different tooth and it changes the station. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
And guess what? Those radio waves are bouncing around between the planet and the atmosphere.
Right. Sphere.
So, it's not an atmosphere flat.
Bouncing around the dome. Inside the dome. Stephen King was on something.
There's not much inside of your dome.
Oh, shizzle. That's what's up, homie. But yeah, if you guys want to believe it, you're wrong. If you don't, keep listening, because we'll be back next week. And remember, guys, an open mind, not that open, but an open mind leads to endless possibilities. Join us next time for another piece of Weird Candy.